Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and McKean Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the big news in Harrisburg this week is the state budget and the budget hearings that are ongoing. What's your perspective on the governor's budget plan and some of the information you've been getting from the budget hearings this week in Harrisburg, where many of the state agencies come in and try to explain their budget requests for the coming year?
I remain concerned about this governor's proposed budget for 2010. I'm extremely concerned about the $29 billion in proposed spending, which is $1 billion more than last year's budget. The Appropriations Committee in the House have been listening to many of the agencies in Harrisburg this week. They have heard from General Services, Corrections, Veterans Affairs. Also, interesting testimony was received from the state police this week stating that they needed $5 million more in the budget just to have another cadet class so that we can continue to have new troopers patrolling our highways across the state of Pennsylvania. The governor had ignored this appropriation in the budget, so that's a concern to everyone. Of course, everyone can be viewing these hearings if you have access to PCN. They are televised. Next week, the Appropriations Committee will be hearing from Department of Environmental Protection, DCNR, Agriculture, Education, state-related universities, expenditures, insurance, aging, and welfare. So the heavy hitters of the budget will be coming in next week to testify before appropriations. So if my constituents are interested in the proceedings of the budget, I would suggest that you tune in to PCN where you can watch the hearings firsthand. Members of the House will be returning to Harrisburg on March 8th, where I'm sure we will be looking at alternatives to the governor's budget. We'll probably be putting forth an alternative plan to spending and possibly some other cuts and possibly restoring some of the cuts that the governor has proposed. So this is the beginning of the process for 2010, but there are major concerns out there with rank and file members regarding the spending, regarding his proposed tax increase to create a stimulus transition reserve fund that would be used to offset the state's loss of federal stimulus funds, which end after this fiscal year. And of course, there'll be lots of discussion about his proposed expansion of the state sales tax and the lowering of the state sales tax to 4%, but expanding the tax to 74 more items to make up for lost revenue. So it's going to be an interesting year and very challenging as we look at this year's proposed budget.
Well, it promises to be an interesting year. What are your hopes for seeing something by June 30th?
I'm very skeptical that this will be done by June 30th. And I know that the people were extremely dismayed after last year. They would like to see us come to a compromise by June 30th. But again, I do not believe that we can just give in to the governor and give him what he wants. I think it is important that the court has stated that the governor cannot refuse to pay state employees and use them as pawns in this budget, but he can put state employees on furlough. But he may find somebody else to use as pawns in this year's budget.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.